So in Parsha Shmos, the Moshe, there's a dialogue between the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Moshe Rabbeinu by the burning bush. And Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, what name, Bnei Yisrael are going to ask me what your name is. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says to Moshe, tell them, Hashem said, in addition, Hashem said to Moshe, this is what you should say to Bnei Yisrael. Hashem, Malakei Av Yisaychem, Malakei Avram, Malakei Yitzchak, Malakei Yaakov, Shlachani Aleichem. Hashem, the God of your forefathers, the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov, sent me to you. Zeh Shmi LaOilam, this is my name forever, Zeh Zichri LaDor Dor, and this is my mention for all generations. So Rashi brings from Chazal, which happened to be the Daf Yomi of Sunday, right immediately after Shabbos. Chazal say from this pasuk, it says Zeh Shmi LaOilam VeZeh Zichri LaDor Dor. Chazal say Loi Kemoish Ani Nichtov Ani Nikra. Hashem says the way I'm written is not the way I'm read. I'm written Yud Kei Vav Kei, but I'm read Alav Dal Nun Yud. Zeh Shmi LaOilam. This is my name. Yud Kei Vav Kei is my name. VeZeh Zichri. But the way you mention my name, the Dor Dor, for all generations, is Aleph Dal Nun Yud. I understand this is an important halacha. That we don't pronounce Hashem's name the way it's written. But why was it important for Hashem to teach this halacha to Bnei Yisrael when they're in Mitzrayim and they're being subjected to hard labor, to severe slavery? This is the halacha they need to know now. That don't read Hashem's name the way it's written. Right? We have time for that at Har Sinai. Why now? A few psukim later, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Moshe says to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, I beg you, Hashem. Lo yish devarim anoichi. I'm not a man of words. There's a medrash on this pasuk, a pel of a medrash. The medrash says, take a look, says the medrash, how strong is the koyach of the Torah. Before Kabbalah Satoyre, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo ish devarim anoichi. He says, I'm not a man of words. La'ach ha-shenitna Torah, after the Torah was given, it says, Eila ha-devarim ha-shediber Moshe. It says, these are the words that Moshe spoke. So before Kabbalah Satoyre, it says, Lo ish devarim anoichi. I'm not a man of devarim. After Kabbalah Satoyre, the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Eila ha-devarim ha-shediber Moshe. These are the words that Moshe spoke. What's Peshat of the Medrash? Torah gave Moshe the koyach to speak. What does this mean? This mitzvah this coming Thursday is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Chazal say, Be'echad v'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. The first of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for the tree, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. It still says, Tezvav b'Shvat. But Chodesh Shvat is the Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. It doesn't say Rosh Hashanah le'ilon ois, it doesn't say that. It says Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, Rosh Hashanah to the tree. So what does Rosh Hashanah le'ilon mean, specifically for our Avodas Hashem? How does it relate to us? In Parshas Beshalach, the end of Parshas Beshalach, we have the Parsha of Amalek. The Pasuk says, Vayavai Amalek. Amalek came, Vayalachem in Yisrael, but Refidim, and fought with Yisrael in Refidim. Chazal say that the word Refidim is made up of two words. Sherafu Yedehim in HaTorah. They loosened their hands from the Torah. And Kimin Sherafu Yedehim in HaTorah, as soon as they loosened their hands from the Torah, Miyad Vayavai Amalek, immediately Amalek was upon them. So the question is, why does the Torah refer to this that they loosen their hands from the Torah? Rafu Yudeim, they loosen themselves from the Torah. Why does it refer to their loosening as the loosening of the hands? And we see that this battle was very, that the hands have a very strong importance regarding this battle, because as it says later on, Kashiyara Moshe Yadav Yigavar Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu would lift his hands, Bnei Yisrael would be victorious, Kashiyani Yachyadav, he would put his hands down, Yigavar Amalek. So what is the significance of the hands, specifically regarding the battle with Amalek? The Pasuk then says, Yidei Moshe Kevedim, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy, and Moshe and Aharon and Hur ascended to the hilltop. V'tomchu biyadav, mizeh echad, and they supported his hands, one on each side. V'yadav emunad boy ha-shamash, and his hands remained suspended until the sunset. So, what is the Torah HaKadosh telling us here specifically? Aharon and Hur, they were the ones to go up and support Moshe's hands. And the pasuk concludes, "Ki yodal case ka milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek medor dor." This battle is a battle that Hashem has with Amalek for all generations. What is the battle with Amalek? The battle that lasts for all generations. The last Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah says, "Osed Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil lechol tzadik v'tzadik shai olamos." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bequeath to each and every tzadik 310 worlds. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lahanchil oyehavai yesh," that I will bequeath those who love me. Yesh is 310. What is the significance of 310? Of yesh, of shai. And why does it say, L'hankal l'chol tzadik v'tzadik? Hashem is going to give it to each and every tzadik. Should have just said, L'hankal l'chol tzadik. Why tzadik v'tzadik? So I saw a beautiful Chassam Sofer this week. It's in the Droshes. Chassam Sofer says, Hashem says to Moshe, go to Paroi and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe says to Hashem, "Mi anochi ki elech al Paroi? Who am I to go to Paroi? V'chiyoti es Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, and will I take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim?" So Rashi learns that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking two questions. Number one, who am I? I'm a nobody. Who am I to go to Paroi? Secondly, what merit do Bnei Yisrael have to leave Mitzrayim? So Chassam Sofer has difficulty with this pshat. How can Moshe start with claiming humility now? Let's imagine that a yid would say in the morning, who am I to daven shachris? I'm not going to daven shachris this morning. Who am I to daven shachris? Hashem says to daven shachris, you daven shachris. So Hashem told Moshe to go to Paroi. What kind of mi anochi? Hashem tells you to go, you go. Humility, there's no place for humility here. And then Hashem says, take them out of Mitzrayim. Time has finally come. Take them out of Mitzrayim. Moshe says, what merit do they have? Really? That's Moshe Rabbeinu is the champion of Klal Yisrael, is now challenging why Bnei Yisrael have enough merit to leave Mitzrayim. So Chassam Sofer says, no, pshat is totally different. He says, we know that a malach cannot fulfill two missions at the same time. A malach can only be sent for one mission. Now, not necessarily. We find by the malach that came to Avraham Avinu to heal Avraham Avinu, it was the same malach that came to save Lot from Sodom. So what do you mean? A malach can't do two shlichus? No. A malach of chesed can't do, a malach that's sent for a mission of chesed can't be sent for a mission of din. If he's sent for a mission of kindness, he can't fulfill a mission of justice. And if he's sent for a mission of justice, he can't fulfill a mission of kindness. A malach of din is a malach of din. A malach of chesed is a malach of chesed. A malach cannot simultaneously accomplish two opposites. The Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, can. The pasuk says that we say by the shir every day, Yimincha Hashem Nadori Bakoyach. Yimincha Hashem Tiratzoyev. Rashi explains the same right hand that represents chesed, the same right hand breaks the enemy. Ribbono Shel Olam can simultaneously accomplish chesed and din. But a malach can't. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't dare think that he's any different than a malach. Now, Hashem sent Moshe on two missions. Go to Paroi. Go to Paroi means go to Paroi and give him makis. That's din. And then he said, take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, which is chesed. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, please, Hashem, can you, I'm having an identity crisis here. Mi onachi, who am I? Ki elach al Paroi? Should I go to Paroi? Or b'chi oiti es Bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim? Or should I take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? What, do you want me to be a shliach of din or a shliach of chesed? Mi onachi, who am I? There's no humility going on here. Moshe Rabbeinu just doesn't understand who he is, what kind of shliach he is. To which Hashem responds, no, Moshe, ki eya imach, I'm going to be with you. So you're my shliach. So therefore, shliach shlucha shel adam kamoisai. The shliach of a person is like himself. So just like I can do both simultaneously, you can also do both simultaneously. It's not a problem. Unbelievable, some cipher. So, I'd like to add, if I may, Hashem responds to Moshe, saying, I'm going to be with you. And then he adds, and this is the sign that I sent you. When you take the nation out of Mitzrayim, they will serve me on this mountain. Meaning, when Bnei Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim, they're going to accept the Torah on this mountain. So, what kind of sign is that? Especially now that Hashem's answer is totally different. Hashem is answering to Moshe, you have the ability to accomplish din and chesed simultaneously. How does the rest of the pasuk flow? This is the sign that I sent you when Bnei Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim, they're going to serve me on this mountain. And I'd like to suggest that what the Ribbono Shel Olam was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, that since he is his shliach, he has the ability to accomplish din and chesed simultaneously. This is not unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the mission of each and every yid. Each and every yid is greater than a malach. A malach can only accomplish either din or chesed. Each and every yid has the ability and has the obligation to fulfill din and chesed simultaneously. We are obligated to have a hava and yira at the same time. We're obligated to love Hashem and fear Him, which is chesed and din at the same time. Chazal tell us, every person is obligated to have smol doiche uyamin mekareves. We're supposed to push away with the left and bring closer with the right. That's din and chesed simultaneously. It's an obligation for each and every Yid. We're greater than a Malach. We have the ability to do so. When we have to push away, we have to push away. At the same time, we can bring closer. And that's because we're Shluchim, each and every one of us. We're a Shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam can do it simultaneously, we can also. When did we get this koyach? When did we get this ability to be able to fulfill both of these missions simultaneously? And it happened at Kabbalah Satoira. The Ribbono Shel Olam opened Kabbalah Satoira by saying, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Havaya Yudke Vavke, as we know, is Chesed. Elokecha is Elokim, which is Midas Adin. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, as the introduction to Kabbalah Satoira, from now on forward, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am your Havaya and Elokim, which is Chesed and Din. Just like I can do it, you can do it too. You're from now on, you are my agents. You're my shliach. And therefore you have the ability just like I do. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Moshe. After telling Moshe, Ki Eyaimach, I will be with you, and therefore you have the ability both to go to Paray and to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, because just like I can do Din and Chesed simultaneously, so can you. And here is the sign, Ki Anoichi Shlachticha, that I'm making you my agent. When you take the nation out of Mitzrayim, they're going to serve me on this mountain, and I'm going to tell them the same thing. The truth is, this is what lies behind the secret of Yudke Vovke being written, but we read it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Because Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is also Hashem's name of Din. You have the word Din is in that word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud means my master, which is a relationship of a servant and a master, which is a relationship of fear. It's din. Yud-kei vav-kei is chesed. The fact that the word yud-kei vav-kei is read, which means chesed, is read aleph dal nun yud, that indicates the ability of the Ribbono Shel Olam to perform chesed and din simultaneously. That same name that means chesed is read din. And what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, by making us read it that way, Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, I want you to know, that even if you're experiencing din, if you're experiencing what you think is justice, something that feels harsh, I want you to know that it's only the way you're reading it. That's not the way it's written. The way it really is Yudke Vavke. It's really Chesed. You might be reading it as Din. And the reason why that can happen is because I have the ability to do both simultaneously. The Ribbono Shel Olam has that ability to make Havaya and Adna at the same time. And that's why he told us to read Yudke Vavke as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to teach us that even when we're experiencing the din of the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we're experiencing his harshness, we need to know it's only the way we're reading it. It's not the way it is. The way it really is this chesed. Shema Yisrael, Havaya, whether we experience Yudke Vavke, or like Kenu, or whether we experience Din, Havaya Echad, we should know it's all Havaya, it's all chesed. And that's why the Rabbi Shalom told Moshe this message right here. After he taught Moshe that he, the Rabbeinu Shalom, can perform chesed and din simultaneously, and now Moshe can as well, teach Klal Yisrael. Tell Klal Yisrael that what they're experiencing now in Mitzrayim, this servitude, the hard labor, and they're reading it as Adna, they're reading it as Aleph Dal Nun Yud, they're reading it as din, they need to know that's only the way they're reading it. The way it's written is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because I can do both simultaneously. And this is what the Medrash is telling us. First, when Hashem tells Moshe, yeah, you asked me, Mi Anochi, who am I? Am I din or am I chesed? And I told you we can do both. You can do both because you're my shliach. Moshe answered, Rabbi Shalom, lo ish devarim anochi. Devarim means two. I'm not a man of two things. I can't do this. I can either do chesed or I can do din. Lo ish devarim anochi. I'm not a man of two different things. Devarim is two things. I can't do two things. Say Chazal, take a look. Before Hashem says Anochi Hashem Alekecha, Moshe Rabbeinu says Lo Ish Devarim Anochi. I can't accomplish two things simultaneously. But after Kabbalah Satayde, it says Eila Devarim Hashem Dibre Moshe. Now, look into that pasuk. Eila Devarim Hashem Dibre Moshe. Those are words of rebuke, harsh words that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. Yet, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu only alluded to the places where they did bad things, Mishum Kavoidon Shal Yisrael, he wanted to maintain the honor of Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. Din and Chesed at the same time. He was giving the rebuke, harsh words, at the same time, maintaining their covet. The person that said, Lo Yish Devarim Anochi, is now Eila HaDevarim. Look, Moshe Rabbeinu is accomplishing Devarim. He's accomplishing two opposites at the same time. Din and Chesed. Now, when did that take place? What was the date of Eila HaDevarim Hashem Dibre Moshe? Look, two psukim later it says, it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished Eila HaDvarim, Chesed and Din together, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud simultaneously. Loik Moish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. Even though you feel the harshness, no, but it's Chesed. Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together. What's the gematria? 26. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is 65. That's 91. Elon is 91. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the day of Eila HaDvarim Hashem Dibre Moshe, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to accomplish Havaya and Avda together. That's Rosh Hashanah of Elon. That's the Rosh Hashanah of Elon, of Havaya and Avda together. And it's our avoda, come Chodesh Shvat, to make sure that we're able to accomplish Chesed and Din, Ahava and Yira, and that we're able to realize that even though we might be feeling the Rabbeinu Shlom's harshness, that's only the way we're reading it, but it's not the way it's written. Havaya and Adna go together. The Rabbeinu Shlom accomplishes both simultaneously. And this is what Chazal tell us, that a person Every Yid needs to have the small daich and Yimin Makareves simultaneously. We have the ability. We're the shluchim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're greater than a malach. Amalek doesn't want to hear that we're shluchim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that we're greater than a malach. When rafu yadehem in haTorah, when we loosened the hands from the Torah, when we all of a sudden we couldn't believe that we're able to accomplish two opposites simultaneously. We can use our right hand to be makariv and our left hand to push away. We have the ability to be small daichi min makarevis. Amalek doesn't want us to believe that we're that close, that we're so godly, that we're even greater than a malach. Well, so we're enough of you, Damon, I'll tell you, when we loosen the hands from the Torah, that's when Vayavay Amalek. And in order to help us win the battle, Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his hand. This is the Moshe Rabbeinu that the Rabbeinu Shalom told him, Ki Elya Imach, I'm with you. You have the ability to accomplish two opposites simultaneously because you're greater than a malach. Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his hands, and when Klal Yisrael look at Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, V'gomar Yisrael. And who goes up to support Moshe's hands? Aharon HaKohen, who is the Oyev Yisrael, the one who loves Yidden, he's supporting Moshe Rabbeinu's Yimin Mekareves. And Hur, who's the tough, the harsh one, who forfeited his life by the eagle to get up against Klal Yisrael, he supported Moshe Rabbeinu's small daiche to support the two hands of one person who's able to accomplish both, and to show Klal Yisrael that we are godly, we're greater than a malach, we have the ability to accomplish din and chesed simultaneously. And those two hands represent our emunah until Mashiach comes. Our emunah that even though we feel the harshness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's only the way we're reading it. We're reading it Alav Dal Din Yud, but the way it's written is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Milchom al Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. Dor Dor is written Dalad Reish, Din Rachmim, Din Rachmim. And that's why it says also by Zeh Shmi L'Olam, Zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. The same thing, Dalad Reish. The reason why Hashem's name is written one way and read another way is because for the same message, Din Rachmim, it's all simultaneous. What we experience as din is really rachman. Chassam Sofer explains that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, I'm going to come to Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to tell them I came to redeem them. They're not going to believe me. Why wouldn't they believe him? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was known to them. Moshe is a Levi. Levim are mesitra de dina. Levim come from the side of din. Kohanim come from chesed. Tumecha v'urech l'ish chasidecha. Aharon HaKohen is oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Aharon HaKohen, the Kohanim are mesitra de chesed, come from the side of chesed. Levim are mesitra de din. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the one to get up and kill the Mitzri, and he was the one to protest against Nadav and Avihu. So they knew Moshe Rabbeinu was a person of din. So he's going to come to redeem Bnei Yisrael. They're going to say, "Why you? They're not going to believe me." So I was thinking, if Elon is Gematria 91, and that represents Ahavaya and Adna together, that they can work simultaneously, that Midas Hachesed, Midas Adin, you know, Malach. The word malach is also 91. So why can't a malach work simultaneously? A malach can either do din or chesed. If it's 91, it should be able to do both together. Chesed and din. Because it's havai and adna. The answer is because Malach is Rosh HaTevis, Moshe Levi, Aharon Kohen. Moshe is a Levi, Aharon is a Kohen. A Malach doesn't get into a Malach's head that Moshe the Levi can also do Chesed and Aharon the Kohen can also do Din. A Malach just can't comprehend it. Malach Michal is a Malach of Chesed. Malach Gavriel is a Malach of Din. They can't mix. So despite the fact that their Gematria is 91, they just can't. To them, Moshe Levi, Aharon Kohen, it doesn't go together. But also that Kodesh Baruch Hu lahanchil chol tzadik v'tzadik, a person who's able to be a tzadik v'tzadik, he's able to be a tzadik in chesed and a tzadik in din. At the same time, such a person will get shy, oylamas, because shy is smol yamin. He'll get left and right. He'll get 310 worlds. Lahanchil have a yesh yamin smol. The Rebbeinu Shloilam will give the tzaddik v'tzaddik, the one that is able to incorporate both tzaddik in one person, chesed and din, such a person will get shai olamas. Both, since he was able to incorporate smoil and yamin into his life simultaneously, he'll get shai olamas. So our avodah, every day of our lives, and specifically as the month of Shvat arrives, which is the day of Eila Advarim Asher Dibra Moshe Kol Yisrael, our avodah is to incorporate Din and Chesed into our own lives. Ahava v'gira simultaneously, d'chilu rechimu. And at the same time, to believe emunah shleima, that even when we experience harshness, even when we experience the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it's really Yudke Vavke, like Moshe Ani, Nichtav Ani Nikra. Well, even it's when we experience the harshness, it's only with the way we're reading it. It's not the way it's really written. So the Eibush to help, and we should be Zoyche. Through our Ahava and Yira simultaneously, and through the Aramuna in Havaya Adna, we should be Zoyche to the time. V'hoyu Hashem l'melech ha-kaloretz b'emo hi Hashem echad. His name, Hashem, and his name will be one, as it says in the Gemara and Pesachim, we just learned that this whole thing of calling, of reading it, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is only until Mashiach comes. Once Mashiach comes, we're going to read it. It's going to be written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we're going to read it Yud Kei Vav Kei, because all we're going to experience then is only Chesed. It would be Zeicha to that time. Bekorah bevias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu amen.